Hello, my friend. So glad you're with me today. This is By God's Call, Day 69, Before Sundown. Be angry and do not sin. Do not let the sun go down on your anger, and give no opportunity to the devil. Ephesians 4, verses 26 and 27. Sit with what Paul just said and what he did not say. He did not say, never be angry. He said, be angry. He assumed it. He knew it was coming. The words spoken in the wrong tone. The silence that felt like rejection. The moment someone we love acted like they didn't. Anger happens. That is not the sin. The sin begins the moment we invite it to stay. And God, in His wisdom, gave anger a curfew, the sun. Do not let the sun go down on your anger. That sounds like a simple household rule, but it is a deep and serious mercy, because a grudge that sleeps over wakes up holding a lease. What was only frustration last night, after a few hours of silence, of replaying the conversation, of letting the quiet feed it, that becomes something harder, something colder, something far more difficult to release. Paul names it plainly, give no opportunity to the devil. And that word, opportunity, a foothold, a crack, is exact. The enemy does not need a wide open gate. He doesn't need you to explode or say the unforgivable thing. A crack is enough. A closed heart that whispers, I'll deal with this tomorrow, is all he needs. Because tomorrow arrives with more distance, more silence, more reasons why you were right and they were wrong. Marriages rarely die of one great blow-up. Friendships don't end in a single terrible day. They fade out slowly. Small wounds left for tomorrow, night after night, until two people who loved each other can no longer find their way back. But here is the other side of this, and it is beautiful. Whoever lies down reconciled rises unburdened. Last night's peace is this morning's gift. You know that feeling of waking up clean, no knot in your chest, no unfinished conversation already waiting for you before the alarm even sounds? That is what God is offering. Not a life without conflict, a life that does not carry yesterday's conflict into today. So here is the call, not tomorrow, now. If something from yesterday survived the night, if there is a conversation left unfinished, a message you did not send, an apology you kept putting off, settle it before breakfast. It does not have to be a long conversation. It does not have to be perfect. It can be a short message, I want to talk. It can be a straightforward apology without all the conditions. It can be a prayer, you opening your hand and releasing the offense before God, saying, I am not going to hold on to this. Do it today, before today's sun goes down on what yesterday's sun already should have closed. Sleep light tonight, my friend. But first, take care of it now. Stay close to God. Pray, then act. I'll see you tomorrow, my friend.